Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope your cake's up. London with the beach, yeah, we go so in. Then we girl with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hotel chilling, yeah, she's sweet. Got the pain and the koozie up in the suite. Taking pics with the side chick, ooh, delete. I bet you wondering how I keep it all so neat. Yeah, back in the days, 14 years. Going up, London town, yes, no fears. Went on a vacay, yes, it was a teaser. Later found out she was going to a visa.
Hi again, everyone. We're back. We're talking about Vanderpump Rules. Today with me is a very special person. You may know her work, but you don't yet know her. And today you're going to get to know her. It's stylist extraordinaire, the person responsible for the looks that Carrie and I donned on the first leg of the tour. She's also responsible for my looks during this current leg of the tour. And I'm so happy to have her on the pod. It is fellow Pumphead, Ava Klein.
Hello, everyone. Wow, what an intro. I don't know how to live up to it. So I'll just start by saying I've been watching this show since it aired my senior year of high school, and I'm ready to dig in. I'm 29 now. I'm 29.
I've literally never felt so old in my life as I have hearing you say that sentence just now.
Well,
like, you were in high school when Vanderpump Rules came out.
I believe it was my senior year, if not my freshman year of college.
How did you, as a high schooler, find Vanderpump Rules? Were you already, like, deeply in the Bravo universe?
I believe I was there. I don't remember to what extent. It just happened organically.
It found you.
It found
you. Don't really find Vanderpump Rules. It finds
you. Well, I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills the first few seasons. And then, like, I knew, like, once Lisa got the spinoff show and I was like, oh, I'm into that. Because, I mean, I'm from just outside of LA. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, the Housewives. And I was like, oh, this is way too real to my life.
And then the backdoor pilot led you into, like, an even darker existence, which was working for the Housewives. Working for one of the Housewives.
I mean, it was fun. I was just, like, I had just moved into LA, like, properly into the city, and was like, oh, like, they all lived, like, right near where I lived, like, in West Hollywood. So I didn't know anyone or anything. So I was like, oh, like, maybe there's somewhere I should go visit. Like, oh, they went to this bar. Oh, and I'm like, I thought that Pump was going to be really cool. Or not. It is cool. just different vibes.
Yeah, they tricked you. Because did you go to like the bars that they would go to and like hang out at? Or no, not really.
Sometimes.
Did you have like more sense than
that? Not like on purpose. Not mm-hmm. like trying to find them or anything.
Yeah.
Although the first time my like, he's kind of like an uncle to me, but he is like a very sassy man who works in like TV producing and he loves Vanderpump Rules. So he took me to Sir on like my 21st birthday and literally like Jax was in the alley like with some girl from that he flew out from Tinder who still like had her little like suitcase no. with her and like just waiting for him to finish his shift and then like no one else was there.
Amazing.
But
they love a fly out moment. And yeah. It wasn't Britney. It was just
this was before Britney happened.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Imagine meeting Jax on Tinder, being in another state, and then flying out only to land and have to wait in the alley of Sir.
Right. And then a few months later, I remember like I was driving on Melrose and this guy was like doing a very illegal driving move out of like this alley. And I was like, who is this fucking dick? And it was fucking Jax.
Classic.
And I'm just like cackling in my car, but also angry, but also like, that's
such a Jax move. It was a brush with death.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm glad
that you survived.
He's now in Valley Village. So mm-hmm. Our paths shall not cross.
You've been though at functions where suddenly the cast also has shown up.
Yeah. I had a very surreal experience in which I moved into my house and I had these like cool neighbors, like late 30s, like just like, but very chill. Like there's a girl and a dude who are just roommates, but like she's the assistant to like a supermodel. And he's like, he owned all these bars and restaurants. They're very sweet and welcoming. Gave me like very expensive coffee when I moved in and a book on like Rothko. I was like, who are you?
Chic.
But I invited them over for a barbecue because I'm sad and only like 5 people showed up and I had so much food and I was like, come on over. And they're like, we have quite a few people. I was like, more the merrier. And I'm like, how old was I? This was like 25. I was 25 and I opened the front door and like Kirsten and Carter are standing there with like their 2 little dogs and my neighbors and some more of their friends. And I just was like, trying so hard not to say anything, but in my head, I'm like, I know everything about your relationship. I know you did that and she did that. It was so disturbing. And then once they broke up, Carter became my next door neighbor by proxy because my neighbor took him in and wow. had him sleeping like on his couch for months.
Small world.
Yeah. And then apparently he found some nice girl on an app in the OC and he moved in with her. So he wasn't on my neighbor's couch anymore.
He is a bit of a grifter vibe.
He was really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, they have to be in order to find
you
a home.
You have to be to get favors.
When you're a homeless bearded hottie that's just looking for a nice warm bed to sleep in.
It was also weird too because he like bought a brand new car that was really nice. And I was like, are you homeless?
This feels very in line with how they handle their financial lives.
I mean, same.
Priorities are buy new car.
Yeah, nice car.
Nice
good
car
clothes.
First, bed, house later.
Like waxing, mm-hmm. upkeep of the body, and then everything else, maybe.
Yeah. It's also classically LA, kind of.
He's
to
probably
like
convinced.
The car.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a man of a certain age with an okay face. Like, I can trick someone into letting me move in with them.
Footing the bill. It got, yeah. I mean, he's gotten this far.
I mean, that's
doing
what he
that.
Did with Kristen, right? Mm-hmm. Or Kirsten.
Kristen. That's really good. I like the Kirsten Doty.
I apologize to you, Kristen. There's too many ways to say this name.
I miss Kristen. Like, I miss having like a check-in with her. On the show, at least.
I just want to know that she's alive and well.
Yeah, like that. It's like a wellness check. That's really what it is. Yeah. And we all know the answer, which is that she's pretty much like always unwell.
Like, I know she has her house. I just like want to go by and
she
knock.
She sold the house.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. Aww. Or that was the latest news, was that she was having to sell the house.
That's sad.
I know. And then she's moving allegedly
to Texas.
No,
like everyone else,
moving in with her boyfriend.
Oh, so okay.
Kind of pulling a Carter of her own.
Oh, she found the. Oh yeah, I remember she found that
rich guy.
Oh, good. Yeah, good for her.
So I hope that it. I wish her the best. I hope that it works out.
Yes, same. I'm glad that she's not alone. I was just like, can we just make sure that like she's not under a pile of clothes, like holding one of those wine bottles. Like I almost had a business. Yeah. I almost did.
She needs, and I truly feel like out of everyone on the show, she's the only one who would really struggle with finding job opportunities past being on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, because is she?
For obvious reasons. So I want her to be well taken care of.
I mean, she's not going to get like a glowing letter of rec from her last job, so.
No, I don't think she's going to get another book deal. Like, I don't know what would become of her t-shirt line. So
we need to pitch like a rebrand to her.
She could sell real estate. I feel like when in doubt, sell, and you're like pretty in LA.
I don't know if I trust her with numbers.
Yeah. I feel like she would bully people into getting a house.
Yeah, like
she could be like she'd come on strong, but maybe she'd be just like a force in the real estate world.
I could see, yeah, if she put as much effort into selling houses as she did into lying about not ruining people's lives, then I think she'd be great.
And flying out Miami girl.
Oh.
Like her dedication.
Yeah, her just to the downfall.
Yeah.
Of others.
I
respect it.
I respect it too. I would love to see her on Selling Sunset. Like, she should really optimize this, yes, like rich guy moment. And
can
then
she come back with like some fillers too?
Yeah, like a full glow up.
Oh, I'm into
and like
it.
A fashion
overhaul.
She's
beautiful. Yeah. She like, she just needed
just like
some
a zhuzh.
Style.
Yeah, just some hair extension, like just basic kind of shit. I think you could get involved on the fashion front, style her to the nines.
Ew.
And then. And then she needs to start selling real estate, but then she could get cast on Selling Sunset, and I think she'd really make a splash on that show.
She's like Davina, but interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I see Davina, and I think Kristen, and that's what I think bought Davina some goodwill on the show from me, but really the person I crave is Dodie.
Okay, well, I'm going to... like, just imagine that it's her whenever Davina comes on, because I want to imagine it's anyone else generally.
Yeah, I think we all need to collectively, like, put into the universe, like, will this to happen? Or for her to just get on a different reality show, because she is really good at it.
Yeah, she should. Or, like, host something. Or, like, host some sort of, like, cheaters, like, show.
See, the thing is, like, part of the joy of watching Kristen is, like, watching her like unravel and like the pathos reveal themselves. So I don't know if you can get that kind of fulfillment if she's a host on a show.
I know. I just feel like she'd like really luxuriate in like the trauma of others and like twist it in funny ways. Maybe.
Yeah. She could do like a catfish style show where she like gets to the bottom, like just stalks.
She's a catfish?
It's not catfish, but it's like she... you have a crush on someone.
Oh.
And then she's like, the let me help you. But she not only ends up like alienating you from everyone around you and your crush.
She gets the guy into her.
Yeah. And then steals your man. And it's like every time. And every episode is like, will she or won't she?
Can she steal the base or not?
Yeah.
All right. I'm into that pitch.
I have a lot of such great ideas percolate on this podcast. I wish a single cast member would listen to them.
Please listen to Laura's ideas.
Let's get into this week's episode, which is the finale of season 9.
Yes, back in the middle of the engagement party from, that looks like a wedding.
It is wedding vibes. I'm glad for Raquel's sake that they like got this weekend off before things just fell apart, because it was very fairy tale. And
she looked gorgeous.
She looked amazing. And I think it was the chicest like event that any of them have ever had in the history of the show, like when it comes to celebrating their love or any other.
I was surprised by how beautiful that place in Santa Ynez was. I'm just like, how is this not the wedding? I don't, what? Also, like, I would have just stayed at the alpaca farm all day.
Yeah.
That was glorious.
Have you ever done like alpaca yoga or anything like that?
I have not done yoga with any alpacas, but I did watch an alpaca give birth once. That was exciting.
Ooh. Does a baby come out walking?
No, but it learns how to walk within like half an hour.
Hell
Do
yeah.
I sound like Brock now with all my fucking llama facts?
You sound, or alpaca I believe facts. You more.
Alpaca facts. Yeah, he was like Rain Man for alpacas. Mm-hmm. He was just rolling out the facts.
I don't trust Brock whatsoever.
Me either, but I was just fascinated by his tendency to release that strange information.
He's a farm boy at heart, and that's, I do like that about him. That's like maybe my favorite thing about him.
The only thing
I like, yeah. But like, I don't trust anything else that he brings to the table.
Well, no, he's also just the world's cheapest man.
Yeah, and he has scammer energy, but I think he's also really dumb. So I don't even think that he is trying to scam. He's just so dumb that he ends up scamming people.
I think he's like genuinely in love with Sheena, but willing to try to scam everyone else, possibly into like
paying for his princess.
Just paying for shit that he can't afford to. He's like, oh yeah, let me hop in on, like, how much do you think that venue cost for a weekend? It was probably like 10K.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even more if you have to like.
And he's like, this is gorgeous. Let me just propose to her here. Because
I'm going to get married to her in a corner, like by the fence over
there. Oh, no. Yeah, he's already proposed. But also the fact that he was trying to get married using their property that they spent so much money on.
I just don't see how, and maybe this is just his upbringing is so different from everyone else's that he just doesn't understand why that would be inappropriate. But, like, that's completely inappropriate. And even with Sheena, who originally was, like, on board and then kind of came to her senses.
Yeah.
I'm like, if...
It was very strange. It was like her and Ariana both had the same, like, awakening at the same time. And we're like, this would be fucked. And you're like,
you guys.
How did that... Just did it come to you in a dream? Like,
yeah, it how? Makes...
Also,
it makes
Tom Sandoval, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be like really good friends with James and you're trying to like plan a wedding at his engagement thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a class. I mean, I'm sure in Australia, no one that he knows was like having enough money to rent out a huge ass venue and then like even have the opportunity for him to do something like that. So maybe he didn't know that it was wrong, but was just like, oh, this place is beautiful, babes. Like, yo, let's do it.
Yeah, or just thinks that, like, if it's happening, it's fine to just get in on that. Because it does feel very much like he doesn't know or understand, like,
why it's wrong.
It's wrong or bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think some people also weren't completely sure why.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Sheena even really understands why.
No, because she
every
was,
action because
they
that
still
she
announced
did.
Everything. She was like, tell them, babe, about their engagement.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
But she's one of my favorites, and I always give Sheena a pass because she is, like, so funny about the way she goes about things, where she's like, I don't want to make it about me, like, and then is, but made
it,
the entire weekend about her. And she's just, like, my delusional queen.
She was, like, sobbing, like, to Raquel, like, she thought she was going to lose her. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just tell her at the same time as everyone else? Like, just, like, the way she was, like, begging, like, you know that you did something wrong.
Yeah, it's really bizarre behavior. It's also, like, the second you got engaged, just text everyone and be like, oh, my God, we're engaged. Like, so excited to, like, celebrate
before.
You guys this weekend. And, like, we're excited now to be engaged, too. And then it's, like, no big deal. And you haven't stolen someone's thunder on the actual weekend they're celebrating their engagement.
And then when, like, later on when they, like, tell Brock to, like, leave the party because James finds out, he's like, here, babe, put on the ring if you're going to stay. Like, what? Like, also, like, they've been keeping you from this for days. It's like, no, what? Like,
you chose you, to not wear it.
Yeah, you didn't tell anyone before the trip. You could have, but you wanted to make a huge deal about it. So then shut up for a week and wait.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, how dare you make us keep this secret? And I was like, no one made you do anything.
Like, literally not a soul made you decide not to wear your ring. You could have actually just worn it. It would have been fine.
Like, I'm sorry you're sad that your man, like, fucking proposed to you on a balcony while there was construction going on
and honking in the background.
But That's his fault, not like James and Raquel's. So
yeah, I feel like it's like
not Sheena that it worked out, but
is too invested now to backtrack. Oh, like yeah. Literally financially invested. They have a child together.
It's like every one of her relationships.
Yeah, and he has like green card issues that need to be solved ASAP. So like, there's just no getting out of the relationship now.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, I do. I want to believe her that she loves him. I mean, I believe she loves him. I want to believe he loves her. I just don't know if they have the same long-term goals, but
yeah,
or I mean, any goals.
I do think that they love each other, but
he's just
like kind of an idiot. And I feel like Sheena's too, like she said herself, like I'm a people pleaser. I'm not going to do like what I really want to do. And I would like to think that Sheena does have a sensible voice in her head that like when Brock comes to her and is like, let's get married secretly in like a corner of this engagement property, that voice goes, this is not right. You should not be doing this. You don't like this. Like, you don't need to actually get married to this person.
Like, also, don't they have any other friends that aren't on the show that they would like to be at their wedding?
Yeah.
Including her mom.
Oh my God. Yeah. Erica's not there.
Well, what is she just holding the bit? She's just home with Summer Moon.
Home with Summer Moon. And then remember when they got engaged and she's like, I told Summer, like, I guess mommy said yes. Like, could not be less excited for this union.
I guess.
Which I also think is like a huge red flag if your parents hate your partner or they have like a lot of strife with your partner.
Well, it can't be that bad. She did move in with them and is literally just taking care of the baby.
Yeah. But she probably is like wants the best for her daughter. Like,
well, yeah, I think she's like, but you have a kid with this Muppet. So I, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm just like on board, I suppose. Grandma's here. Yeah, it's really messy. The whole gang goes out on a boat that was, aside from Santinez, like everything that was happening there was very nice and gorgeous. And then they got on this boat and I was like, we're back to classic Vanderpump shenanigans.
It was like a strange shaped boat too.
Yeah. And they just all had to sit around in a circle or like a square on the back of it.
And just dead over Lala's full on like the Neo look. Like she had the Saint Laurent, like black heart sunglasses, a leather jacket. That was gorgeous, actually.
I mean, she looked great.
Yeah. And these like the Prada, like rompum stomper, like black sandals. But everyone else is literally like
in boat clothes.
In like, yeah.
In swimsuits.
Swimsuits. Or like, I don't know. Sandy looked like he was like, Ariana said that he was like a cocaine lord. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, you look like you were hanging out with David Guetta and something went wrong.
Yeah. Like
maybe.
Their approach to boating and Lala's approach to boating is interesting, but also I'm like, how annoying would it be to, you know, that you're on this trip, and I guess James probably feels this too, or definitely feels it, is like you're on this trip and you know you have to spend an entire day from morning to evening around people that are just binge drinking like all day, like every event is alcohol centric.
Yeah.
And that would put me in a place of leather.
Oh, yeah. I agree. No, I mean, I would do the same. She's contractually obligated.
Yeah, like has to be there.
At least James is like smoking weed at this point.
Yeah.
So he can like tolerate it. But yeah, I mean, how do you have the fortitude to drink for that much that long your whole life?
I have no idea. I think they must be on stimulants.
I mean, same.
Because like, I just don't, like a constant stream of booze and all different kinds of alcohol.
And they're all like thin. I'm like, there's got,
you should be puffier. I think they're on Adderall. Or there's like a hefty dose of Adderall taken before big shoot days like that.
That's fair.
Yeah. Because I can't think of like any other way that you would manage.
I know. They still drink like they're in.
Or just not be dead by like 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. and be like, I cannot go the rest of the day. Like, I cannot film. Also, you're filming the whole time. So that's like extra energy. It just is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same with like a few Bravo shows like that, like Summer House. And I'm just like, how are these people functioning adults? But yeah. Maybe they're, but I guess we're also seeing that they're really not some of the time.
At least on Summer House, though, they have other jobs. Like, they leave the house and then
they for real
the
have
week,
a job.
Yeah,
right?
They like go do something else. And like, maybe they get filmed a little bit, but like, it's just focused on like, we're cutting loose on the weekend is the premise.
It's like, yeah, it's like the weekend warrior vibes. This is like full week warrior vibes.
Mm-hmm. This is like every day of your life. You get up, you binge drink, and you film. And I do think, like, if I were Lala, it kind of would be fun to just start shit with all these people.
Yeah,
on
what
camera.
Else does
like,
she what, have to
you
do?
You literally can't do anything else. You can eat the food, you can't drink.
And she's on a reality show. Like,
yeah.
When you know information, like, that's important, like, as the star, like, your job is basically to spread it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fault her for telling James. I mean, I personally probably wouldn't have, but I also would have told Sheena and Brock that what they were doing was not right.
Yeah, I probably would have been like in that moment when they were saying they're like announcing their engagement, would have just been like, you guys, like made
stop.
Or like made fun of them in that moment in like a friendly way, but also needing to let them know that they like overstepped. Like, I can't believe
like,
you guys like classically announcing in this moment right now.
It was like half crickets, half applause. Like no one knew how to react.
It was incredible. Like Schwartz looked at the camera.
He didn't clap or do anything. He just
he was frozen. And then there's a brief second where he just looked at the camera and like looked back at them. Ariana's mouth, she looked like the like emoji that's just like gritting its teeth.
And I love Katie. It was just like, I'm here for the drama.
That was the most likable Katie's ever been to me. And she's like, this is insane, but I'm also kind of living for it.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you for understanding like the Sheena Shea vibe.
And her like going to Lala with her like a little bit tipsy, like not like Tequila Katie, but mm-hmm. I like fun drunk Katie.
Yeah.
Tequila Katie's, it's been a long time, but
it's been a long time.
She was
so retired.
Hilarious.
She buried Tequila Katie in a field somewhere.
Now she's like wine cooler Katie.
She's just like vodka in a wine glass Katie.
Oh, I respect her.
Yeah. And I hope and pray that her sandwich shop is so successful she can leave Tom Schwartz in the dust.
Yeah. If he talked half as much about her as he did about Schwartz and Sandy's and how passionate he was, like, I would have a lot more, like,
respect.
What are words?
It just seems like neither of them want to truly work on their marriage.
Well, I think she does, but he doesn't at all. Like, she was trying to be involved with the bar and, like,
yeah.
You know, and taking out the money on their house is, like, that's her money, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
He does not respect her half as much as he respects Sandy, and that's just been a fact forever, but it's just become more and more obvious. But now, you know, fucking Randall was so horny to get a freaking sandwich named after him. They were going to give him $150K. Who's giving them money now?
I know. I think that it's all leading to like Lisa basically being like, I will help you open your restaurant, because it sounds very much like a Lisa, like aesthetically, like a Lisa Vanderpump joint, if you will.
I agree.
Like I feel like it's going to look like a Love Shack fancy store.
But why is Ariana?
I don't understand.
I've never
her
bought
passion.
Her part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she was just like, I'm bored because the Toms are always busy, so let me help you. But does she eat sandwiches? I'm just kidding.
I think
she probably does, but she just doesn't have, she's got like a harder edge. And I feel like that's like a more like romantic sort of business.
Yeah, I don't. When Ariana says she wants something to be unapologetically feminine, I'm like, really? That's your vibe?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I mean, I would love to see it. I just want her and Katie
to
get along.
I mean, I will be eating there, and I know that about myself. And
I mean, I'll definitely try it.
Yeah, I'm excited for like another Vanderpump establishment that's not Sir or Pump.
What if they open it like in Vegas though, as part of like next to the?
It's like a just it's like literally just a window next to Vanderpump.
Absolutely. We got your
Lisa's
panini
like,
shop.
I'll give you a little window, darling. You must travel to Vegas, though. That would be the cruelest fate. I wonder if they do it.
I'd be curious. I don't know. We'll see. It's hard for me to understand Ariana and Katie working together when Tom Sandoval, like, hates Katie so much.
Yeah. Like, and it's I don't just know straight how up much of that.
Like, I don't like her.
Yeah. You got to get over that at a certain point.
Yeah.
Or just be like, well, my friend got married to this person and I love my friend. So like, you don't have to love the person they're with, but you can't disrespect them.
Like, she was right. He's just mad because she was right.
Yeah, and like, I understand her delivery is really bad. Like, and
yeah,
her,
it's a little condescending.
The vibe that she brings and like communicating her ideas and thoughts is like not a vibe that I would feel open to or friendly about. But like in the reunion when Raquel was like, I did really, it was explained to me that like you are on the hook for like half of your husband and yours money and blah blah blah, so I understand from that point of view like you wouldn't want your spouse to open up some dumb fucking restaurant,
especially since she actually like does have some experience like running her mom's restaurant growing up. I mean, she had good ideas. Even mm-hmm. their partner was like, we should be listening to her, which just probably like made Tom Sandoval's
furious.
It just shrivel.
Yeah, I'm can't conceptualize Schwartz and Sandy's, and I don't know if like the editors and production are just doing them dirty and it's actually like gonna be chill and like do well for them, or if they're truly entering like a black hole of despair trying to open this restaurant.
Yeah, they were throwing like an opening party when nothing was ready. I think that their budget and their what they're doing is not matching.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I just am really concerned about like a Starry Night mural in any dining establishment. And then
I forgot about that.
No, and then when the name is Schwartz and Sandy's, but then it's like Starry this Night. Cavernous space with a Starry Night mural and a James Turrell vibe, I'm like, what does that even mean? Like how, where does it all come together?
I feel like they just went to the one James Turrell exhibit at LACMA when they were like stone once and were like, oh, cool, the light changes colors. Like, mm-hmm. how are, what are you going to, James Turrell, what?
It's really unclear. And I'm like, do we all need to just be on psychedelics in order to like really understand Schwartz and Sandy's? Like, they should partner with like Silo, that brand of edible microdosing.
Oh,
have you heard of that?
No.
Oh my God. I had some of these gummies the other day.
Wait, is it shroomies?
It's shroom. It's like...
I microdose, but I... There's like this...
No, it's really chic. You would like it. It's like little gummies that are each portioned out like a tiny dose and you eat three and then you're just like... But so you're not fucked up or anything.
So I'd have six is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you really wanted to like trip balls, you could eat the whole bag. But... It's like on Instagram and I'm like, how does anyone get their hands on this? Because like, I'm like, aren't mushrooms illegal? But people are just having them.
Silo,
if you're listening,
someone.
You need to give us some. This is my plea.
Please.
Please.
Gummy me.
I want them.
A little bit.
But like that, I'm like, they should have... Because mushrooms are eventually, I think, going to be legalized in the same way like cannabis has been.
I hope so. And like ketamine.
Yeah. I mean, if you can now just legally do ketamine, we need to just have like mushroom infused.
I mean, there's a few states.
At
yeah.
Schwartz and Sandy's. And then that would make, that clears
That'd
it
be
all
fun,
up for
but
me.
But we're a few years out, I think, from that.
Maybe they're trailblazers and this is all part of the business plan, but they can't say that outright because they're still waiting on like licensing issues.
Yeah.
I give them so much credit. I do want them to succeed.
You're giving them so much credit.
I know.
But here's the thing, like how much of their idea do you think TomTom was? Probably none.
None.
Like
I think
we saw
was...
like Lisa was picking out all the like stuff to go in, like they went to Vegas and like, remember they showed up really late. That was
yeah.
a long time ago.
And they were cheersing to their business. They kept referring to their business meeting and cheersing to business, but they really weren't doing any business.
No. And I think it's like, I think that they just are running it like the same thing where like they don't really actually have ideas and no one's listening to them, except this time they're actually in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to work out as well. Because before Lisa would be like, no, that's stupid. Like we're doing this instead, but there's no one to check them now.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, because I always thought Lisa had kind of scammed them by being like, you pay me to name my restaurant after you and have that like name recognition associated with this establishment. I would just love someone to release the
but, like,
release the books.
But their investments were, I mean, I'm sure far less than she.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, so I understand it to a degree. It was mutually beneficial,
mm-hmm.
especially since to that point, Tom's. Schwartz was literally useless.
Yeah.
Like, sweet. He has some funny jokes when he gets really drunk, but like Sandoval was the bartender. Like, he's the only one that like actually kind of knew what he was doing behind a bar. So yeah, I understand her making
them
Schwartz pay.
Like, having some sort of skin in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get them to be serious about it to any degree.
That makes sense. Maybe Lisa is like a shrewd businesswoman.
Yeah.
I just don't know how any sort of restaurant stuff works.
No, it sounds complicated.
It sounds really complicated.
But
and how did they like?
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to like not go with the vibes and maybe like just pick out some fucking dishware first. I don't know.
Yeah, or like have a menu or a chef that's like,
yeah,
we're gonna
those.
Build this space around like this person's food.
I just think I like Tom the Tom Sandoval the person, like he doesn't have any editing, like he doesn't self-edit. Do you see his outfits? Like there's usually like one or two like really good pieces, but he just like lobs it all together in such a way that it's just like, ugh, clash. It's just, he's so extra mm-hmm. in every single way that I don't think it's possible for him to succeed unless someone's editing him.
Yeah.
And Schwartz isn't going to edit him. He's going to, like, you know, tickle his balls.
Schwartz is a true mystery. Like, I mean, not that much of a mystery because all the time you see men just fail upwards, but he has truly...
He's such a fail up. Yeah.
He's failed upwards his entire existence.
So is James.
And somehow lands like... But at least James like...
Is good at
DJing. Like...
Apparently.
Pretty good at yeah. it. Yeah. And like Schwartz is good at nothing.
Drinking.
Like when they're sitting on the boat and Schwartz is like, I'm stressed. Like... I just want to retire early and like, and
from
he,
what?
I was like, yeah, from what reality are you living in? But the sad reality is that he probably can just retire early. I don't know how, but I believe
it
that,
depends
like,
on Schwartz and Sandy's.
I believe he could fail into an early retirement.
Oh, yeah.
And just be like, I guess I retired early. This is crazy. And have no idea how he even got to that
place. I feel like he's already retired. Like,
yeah,
what work
I mean, they
he
live
do?
The life of, like, retirees.
Yeah.
He's in slides all the time.
Slides and moo-moos.
He's halfway to Florida. Sheena also deciding, like, coming into Tom and Ariana's room and then being like, well, I slept on it. And I think, like, or being on the boat, being like, I slept on it and it's not going to happen. And just being in this place of, like, what about me? What about my story?
Why are we even talking about
it? No, I'm like, you've already been married. You've done this whole thing and it failed. And now it's someone else's turn to
with
do
her,
it and also fail.
With her little crop top wedding dress.
I know.
That Stassi was cackling at.
A renegade for that look.
Honestly, she looked really good. But
yeah. I was into it. Like, wasn't it like a homemade pearl bustier crop top?
Was it homemade?
I think she, like a friend of the family.
It looked really nice.
Made the crop top. Like it was a family affair.
Aw.
And the sweet. And then just like a sad marriage. And
yeah.
Yeah. That we all know where that went.
The spiral.
LVP takes James and Raquel on a horseback riding adventure.
Yeah. Just very romantic with the three of them. I love her. She's just cracking jokes. Her whole life about menage a trois.
Threesomes and fucking everyone. They have like a picnic that looked really nice.
Yeah. I'm like, how did you get a whole table here? What vehicle?
LVP just hooks
it
up.
Or what, like how many workers did you pay to carry that up a hill?
Also, I'm wondering like maybe they just went in a huge circle and then came back to the, to like where it all began and that was set up.
Yeah, we
don't
know.
They went like 30 feet, the horseback riding session.
But she's like, I don't know, it's really sweet. How, like I remember when James first came on the scene and she's like, I've met his mother like once and he's like, she's an old family friend. But she really cares about him. And they do the whole montage of every single year, her telling him you need to get sober and clean your shit up. But it was just really sad. She's like, I think like, you know, Raquel's the best shot that he's got at like, you know, not being a piece of shit, which I kind of agreed with.
Really?
Because she did. I mean, she stayed with him through so much and, you know, I think ultimately encouraged him to get to the level of sober that he is, you know, California yeah. sober, and was really good for him. But I mean, just the time, how he talked about her the entire series, especially this season with the nose job and stuff. He yeah. was just like very clear he was not ready for any kind of unconditional love.
No, and just knowing it's like, okay, you tackled one of your many issues, which was like stopping booze.
Yeah, but you're
that's like the first step on a long road of getting to a place of self-love where you can accept someone else's love and like be in a partnership with them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's not going to happen here. And also just the amount of like bad vibes between him and her like parents is like, that doesn't bode well either.
Yeah, her dad saying like, I can't give, like, she's like, you're not going to give your blessing? He's like, I said he can be a part of the family. That's as much as I can do.
And I was like, oof, oh, that is rough to marry into that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Or you have to be like extremely committed to like making sure that you can heal that with that person.
Yeah, I mean, he probably thought that when he stopped drinking, he would be less angry. But then clearly that didn't go anywhere.
No, I think whatever things you have going on, it actually amplifies them because you're kind of drinking to like make those uncomfortable emotions. You're like pushing them down. Like at least what I noticed when I like didn't drink at all last year was that my anxiety like spiked so hard. Really? And I was like, whoa, that's crazy, because I thought it would be a lot less. But it just is like...
Which is why he started with the weed.
Yeah. And it's like more things rise to the surface because you have less like less substances that are like they have to filter through in order for you to like recognize and deal with them.
Yeah.
And like I don't love...
That man needs like cognitive behavioral therapy or some EMDR. He needs some true healing.
He needs to get like truly sober too. Yeah. I think you're like still addicted to whatever drugs you're taking if you're getting up first thing in the morning.
If that's what you have to do, yeah.
Yeah, if you're just getting blunted out at like 8 a.m., I think you have a problem.
Like, I'm a major stoner and I can't start that early.
No, I like cannot really smoke during the day or a period.
Yeah, if I have like an errand to do or anywhere to go during the whole day, like, no, it's not happening.
No.
But I'm like, is he just driving his car this whole time? Like, just boop, boop. Like, he's like, I'm stoned all the time, but he's also, you know, doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like,
You're a high-functioning drug addict,
yeah.
James.
I'm like, how many pedestrians almost lost their lives in the making of...
I know, and that's episode. Also... That's a great point. You can't be just, like, driving around, like, vaped out.
Yeah. I literally had to teach my boyfriend not to drive stone.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, are you challenged? Like, why? What?
Yeah, it's He's just like, not going to be... It's not going to end well.
He's like, it's not the same as drinking. I'm like, I didn't say it was the same, but you're impaired. You're different. Stop it.
Yeah, it's just... And I think, like, I don't know how they're cracking down on it, but I know that they are cracking down on it.
I feel like... I mean, most people, especially under the age of, like, 40, just kind of think they're fucking invincible.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, don't think anything's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it did, it wouldn't happen to them.
But stoned is also a different experience because you just like miss stuff. Like I feel like I have driven stoned before. And it's like those are the times that I almost like back into a pole or like it's like
your reactions are slower.
Yeah. Just like you're doing stupid shit like that where it's like, OK, like I should not smoke weed and drive a car.
No, but
there's just no need. Also, it's like, but I don't also smoke weed to like or partake in cannabis to celebrate stuff. Like I'm not gonna celebrate something by getting just like so high that I like can't function because that would give me crazy anxiety.
That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, so it's more of just like a solo not driving anywhere kind of behavior.
Yeah, it's I'm gonna watch Vanderpump Rules behavior.
Mm-hmm. But I also don't like Lisa saying that Raquel is like the best shot that James will ever have of like getting his life together. Just yeah. Because I feel like that's like a limiting and shitty thing to say to someone. I understand what she's getting at and why she would say it. Did she say it
to his face?
No. Even worse.
I do think she genuinely believes that.
Yeah.
Just from what she's seen of him and how much he changed since her.
Well, going from Kristen Doty to Raquel is such a seismic shift
yeah.
in the type of person you're dating that like if he's used to more Doty vibes in girlfriends, then yes, probably it's safe to say Raquel is like the best girlfriend option or partner option you're ever going to get. But I would love to see him commit to getting his life together without being pushed into it by a partner.
Yeah, I agree. He needs to want to do it for himself, and he doesn't.
I don't think he does either.
So until he does, I don't think he should be getting married to anyone.
I'm excited to see single James on the show.
I was like listening to Lala's pod, and he's like, yeah,
is he
getting it?
Is he mingling?
He's dating someone.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's serious. He wasn't serious yet. But yeah, he was like dating someone.
I love that. I hope whoever is next like ends up on the show and is chaotic.
Yes.
I think, is Lala, did she say whether or not she's coming back to the show?
I think she would if it's renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been renewed yet.
No.
Okay.
That's the vibe I get, is that she would be. Especially now that she's like fuck Randall. Like she just, yeah.
Can just do her own thing.
Yeah.
Part of me deeply wants the show to end and go away and stop, because it now feels like an albatross around my neck.
I feel like we just need, if we need anything, it's one more season just to do 10 and just be like, okay, here's 10 years. Here's a decade of these people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out Charlie. God bless her.
Yeah, but she makes no sense in the mix.
Like, she's the only one that they, of the new people from last season that they brought back, and she just sticks out like a sore thumb, and it's like, why are you and your boyfriend at this thing? Like, she's so nice. It's fine. Like, I think she should be on a show maybe, but not this one at this point. It's just a strange casting option.
I agree with that. It's like when she came for Sheena at the end, or like tried to butt in, I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you, this is none of your business. Even if it is her business, I'm like, as a viewer, I don't want to hear from her, and I actually don't care.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't know the whole history, or like she wasn't there for it. So.
Yeah. They need to stick to like the OGs, and they really don't need to add anyone.
No.
And they could make maybe one last like a swan song of a season, but end on a high note where everyone's like, oh my god, that was so good, we're addicted again and we want more, but they then say no more, and that at least would be like a good legacy, because right now the legacy is like you had six incredible seasons and then three horrible ones.
I mean, we should have just actually go back to Sir Steph.
Like them working there, or
not
just like
them,
thing,
but the people,
who, people
are,
who
are the new youngins,
yeah,
who are doing all that stuff.
They should start, I think, a new spinoff that's like Vanderpump Rules Next Gen, or
like Degrassi,
yeah, like something that's just like totally different. And they could do like a backdoor pilot, like they could use Charlie in a backdoor pilot.
Yeah, I mean, the reason it was so fun was people. Like, you're like, I want to know if these people are actually going to turn into like stars, or like do all these do the things they are, and like, okay, clearly all these people are just they're
pretty
no.
quickly you're like,
except
oh
for,
they're not gonna do any
except for
that.
Laura Lee for like 2 seconds, who got that one movie role, and then no. I don't wherever she went, god
I think
bless.
She's in like Beechwood now.
Oh, okay.
She's still around, but I don't think she's done anything past, or she did a movie that was like Under the Silver Lake that was like an indie.
Well, Beechwood's, you can't be doing too bad if you can live in Beechwood.
I think that she's not dead.
No, she got out at a good time. She didn't, no. But yeah, the rest of them, that's all their fame. Stassi's like, I'm going to be a style star. And like, she had great taste, but did she keep up her blog? I don't think so. Like,
no, Styled by Stassi. Oh my God, RIP. One of my favorite things on the first iteration of this podcast, Pump Podcast, was I had a guest, Tim Haaland, who was like, this gay man with the deepest voice, and he would do readings of Style by Stassi that were just truly, I'd cry hearing him talk, like in her voice and her writing was so good.
I mean, I miss Sheena's singing career a little too much.
I know, we need Sheena to like release an EP. And
Katie had a makeup line that didn't go somewhere.
She had Pucker and Pout, the beauty website.
Oh, another blog.
Yeah. And then they all really got into blogging, but then it really fell off. Anything that truly requires work or commitment, they're not great at. Not their strength.
This is why I should be a reality star.
Yeah, do it. Get in the mix.
No. I feel like you got to get in there early.
But they really did. They did a good job until they really didn't. And then there is like one last opportunity to be like explosive, is how I would look at it.
What if they brought back like Stassi and Brittany and
Honestly, it would be incredible if in season 10, they brought everyone back and they said, this is it. Like, we are going to pay you guys X amount.
Yeah.
And you've got to bring it. And you cannot give us any notes on editing, anything.
I really want to see Jax as a father.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be good. No, I just want to see it.
That's the thing is I need like the embarrassment. And I also feel like it would have been more productive in the long term to have Kristen and Stassi have to answer for their own behavior in a very public way.
I don't think firing them was, in my personal opinion, the right move.
I think it was reactive and like an attempt to like satiate an audience, but it was strategic. It wasn't like, I don't think Bravo really felt like they were doing the right thing. And
no.
I think like seeing them and having them have to show up to work every day and own their own decisions and actions and then be like, how am I going to prove that I'm different from this now? Or prove that I'm just exactly the same person and let like the audience decide is kind of like the punishment.
Yeah.
But I guess like, is it punishment if they're also making like six figures doing it?
I think they've been, I think they were punished by just not even being like, you know, they missed the last two seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they didn't Stassi like make another book. About,
yeah.
Like,
she has another book coming out. Like, so literally it's not about like getting canceled. Yeah. It's not like she wouldn't find a way to monetize everything that happened to her. But like someone like Kristen, I truly do believe like her career opportunities are over.
Yeah. Like, but it's like, does her man want to be on it? So it's like, I mean,
yeah,
because Bo was chill with it, but I mean, we don't know about the other guys.
Yeah. A lot of Bo is like very, I feel like, cucked by Stassi, like we'll just do anything that she wants him to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
probably.
Know.
Probably.
But that would be an amazing like 10th season.
I think everyone should have to come back, and maybe they should all have to go on vacation for like the same amount of time all together. Like just put them on an island.
Yeah.
Just turn it into Survivor.
Mm-hmm. I thought about this before, like Squid Games with them all. Like, on an island.
They just have, the cameras are rolling the whole time.
Yeah. You could do what they did for last season of Summer House, where they just made them live at the house for like 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. They did that. Okay. That's smart. Yeah.
Because it was peak COVID and they were like, well, we still want to film this show and you guys can't like go back and forth.
And like with the little babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a little baby. Like you see little babies crawling on the little carpet.
Yeah, because their babies
are
cute.
And then in the back, the women are like, they're like, just like, you're a cunt. Like, it would be so fun.
Mm-hmm. And I like the level of like mom shaming that is now at play. And I'm missing.
Oh, yeah. Because there's like.
Lala's so smug about like her whole life and like her baby raising abilities, et cetera, that I'm like, I would love to see that juxtaposed with like. And it's fascinating to see her post-pregnancy life juxtaposed to Sheena's, which is like Sheena's open about struggling with like losing the baby weight and like. Having her mom as like live-in help and all this stuff, and I am missing that content from the other,
right?
As but a not like, as a childless person that's just fascinated by like people having babies and like you do that.
Well, Lala definitely like I'm like, can she still afford her fucking like day and night nurse? Like, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think her mom lives with her now too, so I think maybe that's more the case, but. But I mean, she's just lucky. I like genuinely think she just bounced back really easily and didn't have to like say anything about it.
Yeah.
Brittany, I would love to see her with the kid and Stassi. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing, like that was, you know, such a buildup and they were all like ready to have them together. And then we don't get to see any of it.
To treat it like, it's like almost like these people never existed in this universe feels very like cognitive dissonance because you're like, no, these people are partially the reason that you're now all still here.
Yeah, especially when if you follow them outside of the show on any social media, like you know that all the girls are still hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I don't know if Jax hangs out with anyone or likes anyone, but
I know, but I want to see Jax suffer and be forced to hang out with the people
absolutely.
That he hates.
Yeah,
and become just like. self-immolate because
but that I don't know if Lisa wants him back. I think he's probably gone because Lisa was like,
yeah, you can't. He's go like to my Lisa show, and say my show.
Yeah, yeah,
that's like the one person you don't say that to.
Yeah,
yeah. I would love him to be like, just to see him as like enemy numero uno for Lisa on TV would be fun.
That would be fun. I mean, I preferred him in the alpha role compared to Sandoval.
I accept Sandoval just because it's like, I feel like he's earnest energy,
yeah,
and cringe energy, and I'm glad to see him get to step into like the shine.
I like him. He's just not as entertaining.
No, I mean, he's like, I think a deep down a nice person.
Yeah.
And Jax is truly deep down, I think, rotten to the core.
Or just oblivious. Mm-hmm. One of the two. I don't think he has a moral compass.
No, it is like sociopathic.
I think he thinks he's doing his best.
And I wonder if fatherhood has changed him. I don't really follow anyone on social media that much. Like every once in a while when
I didn't follow it.
Torture myself, I'll go like look at Stassi's socials or something. But then I pretty much am disengaged when the show's not on. So I don't know. And it's, you can't. Jax and Brittany are so smoke and mirrors. You never know what's really going on.
No, they're a little wild. She was a little
wild at the end of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, she was. I was like, oh, she's gonna ground him. I'm like, no, she's at the same level, or she's become the same level.
Yeah, he made her into like a female version of him.
It's like, what would have happened had she actually left when he like was openly cheating on her
and been single and like. She might have been in a relationship now and like would be in a totally different place in her life.
Yeah.
But the thing is too, it's like, I feel like when you're in a situation like Brittany's, even if you're unhappy, you'll never admit it because it's too, you fought so hard for what you have now that it would just be like too hard to.
Yeah. I think she has too much pride to.
Yeah. To really honestly look, say.
Yeah. Inward.
Do you know anyone in your life that's like been down that kind of road where it's been like so touch and go and then they ended up together and are actually really truly happy together?
I don't think that's a thing. No.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably just, I don't want him to cheat on her, but I see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't already, soon.
Yeah.
Like once the kid's at school or some shit.
We were saying on the last episode, it was like, COVID was probably the worst experience of his life
because he had to come.
Couldn't go anywhere. You can't go to the gym for like 4 hours. You can't disappear to go anywhere in the middle of the day. And everyone's so scared of getting COVID. No one's going to cheat with you or fuck you.
He probably wasn't scared.
Yeah. I don't think he's scared, no. But I feel like
maybe
like women might've been scared.
Unless he was just like swiping with like the passport and like Phoenix or something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fly you out. Bring your little bag.
Yeah, fly out. But then how do you like disappear for hours to like go fuck your Phoenix?
I don't know. He's probably like, babe, take the kid out with the girls, like I'll mow the lawn. And then he just hired like
someone to mow the lawn.
And then yeah.
I think where there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way. I mean, he could afford a cheap hotel room for someone.
Yeah. And like run out to pick up some milk or something.
I'm sure he could just be like, I need to go for a drive. And she'd be like, okay. And like, you know.
Yeah. She seems pretty like willfully ignorant when it comes to that kind of stuff.
You historically. Have to be.
So, but yeah, this is like the kind of, we need this information.
I need to know.
Instagram's just showing us their like farmhouse and like them posing on stairways right. With their baby.
Yeah.
No. I know there's something darker percolating underneath.
For sure. I must know. I also want to know about the babies. I want to see which one's the cutest.
I think Summer Moon is, they're all really cute, actually.
But I feel like I've got to see them play together.
Mm-hmm.
And then wouldn't it be fun to be like, that's going to be future Jax? Or like, just.
Yeah. Like to see what.
This child, the baby dynamic. Like mm-hmm. Who's the bully? Who's the bully baby? One of them's got to be.
It'll start to happen. Mm-hmm.
Should we just put cameras?
When they're toddlers, you'd start to see like their personalities taking shape, which is also why they all need to come back next year.
Come back.
For one final paycheck.
I would love that.
They need it. They must need it at this point. Like, how are Jax and Brittany financially solvent?
I don't know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code program.
What does he own? He probably owns shit now, but...
Like, flat tummy tea will only pay you so much. Like, can you really float your entire year and mortgage and expenses on, like, Instagram ads? Maybe, I guess, if you do have a million followers that are engaged.
But they don't even... Do they even have that many?
Yeah, they do,
They
actually.
Do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah,
and
I don't
do,
know
like,
what
the
that
Instagram
pays.
Instagram commercials and their
I'm sure,
stories.
Like, the baby stuff pays. Like, the... I'm sure they have, like, advertising for, like, stuff for the kids.
It's kind of crazy that, like, even if you have been made out to be kind of despicable on television, you can still monetize through, like, baby and mommy stuff. Like, that doesn't really touch that marketplace.
No.
Nor do those people kind of care.
No, but it's like they still have, like, their fans. Mm-hmm. Like, at least for them.
Or those brands even are like,
yeah.
Well, for she's them, a mom and yeah. she has a lot of followers. So
I mean,
cares?
They weren't kicked off because of any, like, racism allegations.
Yeah, but they had, remember the last season they were on? It was like she had that homophobic church pastor.
The pastor, yeah.
And, like... I that feel was, like a lot of the way that she acted towards Faith was like very like racially coded behavior or something.
I could see that. That was a while. I feel like I don't remember it just because it was like farther back.
I know. I need to go back to season 6 because I remember that was such an explosive and good season.
But yeah, I mean, these brand like the brands, they just care about the following. And mm-hmm. as long as they still have people who are following them, whether it's like out of love or, you know, hate watching, like they're still getting the views.
Yeah.
So.
And like if moms see something that they need, they're
going
to like, buy
well,
it.
Yeah. Especially Brittany is probably just like, I don't have this show anymore. Like I'm going to take every cent I can get.
Yeah.
Like we are. I don't know how much baby stuff pays, but apparently enough.
I think it's a huge, and I think like mommy influencing and blogging is a massive industry that's probably only grown because everyone was trapped inside and fucking or not fucking and getting divorced.
Everyone,
you're either having a baby during COVID or you're getting divorced.
So many babies.
Yeah.
And a lot of engagements.
tons of, like, it went one way or the other for people.
That's true.
Yeah. So I feel like
they probably make a decent amount, like enough to pay their mortgage, which is sad.
I feel like it's necessary to point out that Raquel's dad is named Carrie and her mom is named Laura. That felt too synchronistic to like also ignore.
I was just shook. Like, just her mom next to James's mom. I was like, I know that James's mom has had like some help with her, but they just looked like two different eras. Like, I was just like, whoa.
It's two different versions of motherhood. Is she from the
Midwest?
Raquel?
Yeah.
Isn't she from like Central California?
Oh, that could make sense.
Or like Napa, Sonoma area, I thought.
Let's go with it.
Yeah. I forget.
But yeah, her parents seemed like actually, well, you know.
They have mom and dad energy you would be like, oh, I talk to like my mom and dad every once in a while. Or like, I love my mom and dad. They seem so sweet.
Yeah. But then James's mom is, you know, she's also
James's
an addict.
James's mom is Dodie. Like, they are cut from the same cloth. And, like, those flashbacks of his dad, I was like, yeah, no wonder this kid is so fucked up.
Right, because he was, wasn't his dad giving him, like, drinks when he was, like, a child, basically? Like, in taking him to, like, music industry events? Or
I think they had a really chaotic upbringing.
Yeah.
That, and then both parents, or at least his mom, has addiction issues, which, like...
Well, his dad does, too.
Yeah, and it's like...
They both do.
That can't turn out well for the offspring. And it is just like the family dynamics are completely different between those two families. So it seems.
Because I do think James has an amount of pressure on him to provide for his family in some ways. Because like he still has two younger brothers.
Yeah. And wasn't there some part of a season where he was talking about like paying for stuff for them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a car, even, I think.
And his mom, TBD, what she does for money.
I mean,
money.
I don't think she's working because she's an addict.
Yeah.
So I think she's living off probably spousal support plus whatever James is handing over for the kids. Because I think they're divorced.
They're divorced, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got divorced while he was on the show. It's just a lot to reconcile between, and also I think it would make someone feel like more of an outsider if your partner has like a tight-knit family, where it seems like Raquel's family has its own like unique issues. Like the adoption thing with her and her mom was really unclear to me. Do you remember her talking about that?
No.
Where it was like her real mom, I think, gave her up for adoption and then her aunt adopted her and raised her as her own. But that's like...
That's hard.
Just kind of a...
She's probably like too
non-traditional
young.
Non-traditional story that could give someone some issues.
I don't know. A little bit.
But maybe. I mean, depending on how they handled it. Maybe as it was totally normalized and like explained and like fine.
I mean, but as a child who came from a sperm donor to a single mom, like my mom was just straight up since I was little. Like,
yeah.
Your dad, we went to the bank and chose you out and then we put you in the belly. And I was never like salty about it.
Yeah.
Ever. So I feel like if she was told young enough and she had like such great parental figures, like most likely they seemed good to
me. Yeah. She seems like well adjusted.
Yeah.
And also as she herself has like grown into herself as like a woman.
Totally. But also what does she want to do?
I know. Like, would she be on the show next season?
Yeah.
Because it sounded like no when she was on the reunion.
I don't think so either. I think she's probably just like, I want to figure out real life.
She's like, what have I done?
I've been on this since I was 20. She's like, what, 25 now or something?
Yeah, because also it's like she met James and James was on the show. So then it's like, okay, I guess I'll just be on this show. But then now... And I think she's handled herself the best out of anyone. Like, she's come off looking great. Like, I'm like, I would work with Raquel.
Yeah, she's lovely. Like, even when they were trying to force her in at the beginning, I was like, no, like, putting her as, like, a sir waitress. And I was like, ugh. But, like, she was sweet. And, like, Mostly I was just mad at James for screaming at her.
Yeah, it was bad. She never was like rude or like really mean or cruel to anyone.
But like, she didn't really bring anything else to the table.
Yeah, but there's something compelling about her still. Like,
I want to know who she dates next.
Yeah.
And what she does next.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to follow Raquel. On
Didn't she go to college?
Yeah, she graduated. She has a degree in kinesiology.
Oh, she's got to go help those...
The kids.
Is it the kids?
Yeah. I think she said she wanted to work with like special needs kids.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
But I'm like, I don't know if you can do that and be on Vanderpump Rules at the same time.
I think that James...
pretty much one or the other.
I think James was her special needs case for a long time.
James' mom's ruffled dress threw me.
It was a lot of purple. There was
a lot of purple.
The sleeve was so voluminous. I loved it, though.
And then a backless moment.
Yeah.
Just to remind everyone that she's still
and
got
it. And
it's
mini, too. Mm-hmm. I was like...
It's just a lot.
Yeah, it was not a dress your age moment. She's just not much going on except for the looks.
She's going through it still. At least she's sober now, though.
Is she?
So says DJ JK. I mean, at this moment in time, she's sober and getting along.
She seemed good. With
Raquel's mom.
Yeah.
So that's a win for the team.
That was sweet.
Raquel gives a speech that James coaches her through.
That was so painful to watch. I'm like, so my question is, did she want him to do that? Or did she have something prepared? And he was just reading something totally else, or he was just coming up with his own things.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those moments where you're like, this is not good for either of you to be in a relationship like this.
It was very strange. She was just like singing his praises, but he also like wasn't whispering. He was just like talking in his normal voice, and everyone could hear him because the mic is still there, mm-hmm. and he's like 5 feet behind her.
Yeah.
It was just really awkward.
It's a controlling... Yeah. energy that like doesn't translate well,
because like at first before that actually happened, like when they were talking about it and he was just like hyping her up, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But then it just turned into like praise James speech.
Yeah. And it's like the bones of this relationship, you have outgrown each other.
Yeah.
Like you have your life by putting this person in it in like a permanent sense will get worse instead of better.
Yeah, that was just, I think that was like a good precursor to what eventually happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It was just very odd.
I love that they met on New Year's Eve at Pump.
Was she a fan? She was a fan, right? Or no?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know how anyone would end up at Pump on their own volition. So she had to be a fan or somewhat in the know.
I mean, that's fun, I guess.
Yeah.
He said that when he was on Lala's pod, he's like, I don't care about dating fans. Like, that's great. Like, I'll date them. And Lala was like, oh, I wouldn't, sort of. So we'll see if the new one's a fan.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a guy, unfortunately, you have like a way better selection of like.
Right. Well, because the women who, like, there's no
female fans.
Straight guys that watch the show that are like, let me get after Raquel, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I just think like there's something, and this is totally like a double standard that I don't agree with, but I really think it is what it is like there's something that's such a turnoff about like an opportunistic man such as Bo, for example, who would watch a show and be a fan and then want to date this woman on a show versus like an opportunistic girl who finds a man and is like, I want to like date this guy. Like it just has... I like root more for the female fan than the male fan in that situation. Because I think the power dynamic and the income dynamic is most likely going to be like the person on the show has the power and the money.
More money.
Yeah.
It's like Brett.
And
or
it's just
Brock.
More palatable to me Brett. In the fan scenario and in like my own life. Like I would rather be the fan than the person dating the fan.
Yes. Unless I had fuck you money.
Yeah. And then you're just like, whatever.
Yeah. I'll take care of you. You're just like a percentage of my budget. But if mm-hmm. you're like a high percentage of it, no.
Yeah. And if you're not bringing stuff to the table, it's a true no.
No, no, no. After Lala drops the bomb on James about the planned wedding and then the announcement of the proposal that they were not a part of. And he goes to rip up Brock to shreds. And Lisa's like, actually, yes, I agree with him for once. He was being very reasonable. I probably would have behaved worse. But of it, like when Sheena was talking to Raquel and Raquel was just like, we're so close. Like, I just, you know, I thought you would text me. Like, why didn't you text us first? Like, you know, I wanted to be the first to know. And then Sheena says, save the best for last.
Sheena always trying to put a positive spin on things.
Raquel just says, no.
My favorite moment, too, was like, James is screaming at people and Ken goes, I don't blame him for that, really. And I was like, love seeing Ken weigh in with a one sentence thought and like being team James in this moment. Because that would actually really piss me off too.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm stone cold sober. I guess he's not. He must be stoned. But if you're just like you're on the hook for this whole event and then you have to deal with your friend's dumb boyfriend and his stupid ideas, I would also flip the fuck out.
Yeah, I would say please leave.
Yeah, get out of here.
But he just got so mad, Brock.
Also just like starts raising his voice immediately, and it is like that you're out of your element, bud. Like, you're look around you right now.
No one's screaming.
No
this
one's
isn't
screaming.
A screaming event.
I'm like, this is also just bad Australian representation.
I mean,
I'm sad for the Aussies that this is what turned up on their behalf.
All the Aussie men that I have dated, although to be fair, they were like fucking tradies, like just like plumbers and like electricians who were like a little like gross and like living in like this one part of London where where every single Australian man lives, apparently. Definite Brock vibes. And I was like, yeah, I don't think any of them would know how to act at such a party.
This is a classic Aussie man.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely versions that are more elevated, but I think he's a good rep.
Damn. Australian listeners weigh in. Is Brock...
Aussie girls are the coolest the world.
Aussie girls are life.
Some of the dudes, they're hilarious. All of them are hilarious, but I don't think it's on purpose.
Yeah. Aussie girls are chic and I yearn to capture whatever it is they're giving. Aussie men, I'm like, you are all dumb criminals. You're criminals from a criminal island.
Oh, the criminals. Just shipped them over.
Is that also the vibe in Australia? Like, Aussie women, I need to know like what you make of your men.
I feel like in the more like metropolitan areas, there's like a polish. Like, that's where you get your like Hugh Jackmans and your like, what's his face?
I'm like, so the gay men.
The Hemsworth brothers to a degree.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, most of them are just little bush boys.
And are they, is bogan, is that the term? Is that a term?
That sounds like a term. I don't know what it means.
It just came to me in this moment, but I feel like I've heard it before. Like,
I just really appreciate their embracing of the C word.
Cunt?
Oh, yeah. All about it.
I like that.
Like,
in
if
like
they're
London
not calling
too,
you a cunt,
I feel like they say that a lot.
Yes. But
I've never seen a problem with calling anyone a cunt.
No, but the Australians, it's more of a compliment. It's like, if they don't call you one, then you should be worried.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
They're like, you daft cunt. And then if they're like actually mad at you, they're just like, fuck you, get out. Like, they would never, they don't use it as like mean. It's like,
it's not like the same as calling someone a bitch.
No, like if they're saying it in a mean way, like that's bad.
Yeah.
I'm usually they're
now,
just
and
like,
I've never been called a daft cunt and I don't know how much I would love that, but
it was more like
maybe
was,
in the right circumstances, yeah, I would really
it would be
enjoy
like
it.
Like during a board game, if you like gave a really stupid answer and you were all drunk and it's like a friendly, like a pat on the back, like,
yeah.
It's more of like, you silly bitch, like us to friends, like, which wouldn't be offensive.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Interesting. Yeah. It's all context.
Yeah. But I've been told by all the Australian men that if they don't call you a cunt, then
you're actually a cunt.
Yeah. Then you're actually, or they don't like, like you that much, or like you're not cool, like you're not in with them.
That's classic down under. It's but opposite
there's a,
day.
There's a lot of random British girls who would not, who are like still like wouldn't say that.
Yeah,
it's like it depends. You'd be either the cool British girl or like the uptight one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people get really prickly about that word.
I think it depends what class you're in too, because they're like they actually truly have like classes
in like the UK and
yeah, just because there's literally royalty and like.
And like lords and
bloodlines, yeah.
Yeah.
That's still like true. That exists.
That are just like named after land.
Yeah. And they're like.
They don't have last names.
No, there are people who are like poor as hell who like just live in these old houses because they're, you know, their relatives at some point got them from the king or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still like considered high society just by blood.
Yeah.
Even if they have like zero cash, they'll still get invited to everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're the richest, like new money person, like you would not get an invite.
You're
even snubbed. If you lived next door to all of them.
Yeah.
It's like that show, The Gilded Age, that I'm currently binging.
Are you obsessed with it?
I'm not obsessed. I really want to be. They're not giving me enough hot people to be obsessed about it.
Yeah.
Like, so far, it's more, like, the older, like, the parents kind of fighting and doing stuff. And I'm not down. Like, I'm not super into any of them.
Mm-hmm. What era is it?
Well, there's one dad who's, like, real hot. I want to say it's, like, mid to late 1800s in New York.
Did you ever watch The Nick?
What was that about?
It was Clive Owen as a doctor in like the early 1900s.
Did Soderbergh direct that?
Yeah, it is truly so fucking good.
I watched the first episode when it came out, but I don't think I continued.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max now, and it's like, it was an obsession of mine, and it's not very like gilded, but it is an age, if you will.
I just like a period piece.
I know, and it's very period piece.
I like, just really want to wear a corset.
Yeah.
And have like a full like little carriage on.
There are corsets and there's some syphilis and just like surgeries. And a lot of cocaine.
Oh, and the Nick.
He's
yeah.
addicted to cocaine. And he shoots it in his dick, so that's like a plus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
So I'd highly recommend.
Wasn't it just in the Coca-Cola back then? Like, couldn't
it? It was
just...
like everywhere. It was a real drug bonanza back then.
Fun. He was like the OG Nurse Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. He walked so Nurse Jackie could run.
So Edie Falco could win an Emmy.
When Ariana gets like in that mode, I really don't like it.
Oh, her scary voice.
Her scary voice. Because you know what?
And Lala's like, ah! Like, that freaks me out. That freaks me out. And I'm like, you're right.
I don't want to side with Lala, but I'm given no choice in this moment but to side with her. Because I think when people do those little voices, what I don't like about it is, like, I know you're mad. And yeah. I know that you actually do have something to say to this person. And you could really, like, cut her verbally.
Yeah. But you're,
you're opting to do this thing, which is like you're not being true to what you really want to say. And I'm like, I would much rather you be like, you're acting like a dumb bitch right now and like really come out and say it than like mock someone or go around it. You know?
It terrifies me. It was really terrifying.
It's not okay.
I feel like I did that a little bit like when I was younger.
I've
like,
done
to
that,
a degree.
For sure.
And then like you're just like, ugh.
You gotta grow out of it.
With James, like, James talking, I think it was about Brock, and he was just like, like, just like, you know, like the old school, like, you're mentally challenged mocking, like, which is definitely not cool and not nice, but God, does it get a laugh. You know
when
it's
James
wrong.
Does it? It's like funny.
Yeah. When but- he, yeah, you know it's funny, but you also know that he's a dick.
Yeah, but he's also like, I guess when he's mocking someone, that's just a facet of the whole read that he's doing and the whole performance, because he does just say also whatever the fuck he wants to say. So it's like, okay, if you're gonna mock, then go the extra mile and then actually like say what you want to say as well.
Ariana's like, she's smart, she doesn't have to resort to that.
But I think it's also, I get the sense from her that she doesn't feel comfortable engaging in conflict, period, which is completely understandable. And like,
so she probably is just like
defaults to like, because it's an uncomfortable position to be in the first place.
Yeah, definitely. It's awkward.
Like, especially if like Lala's coming for you, because she is like intimidating.
I love her.
I think she looks so hot. Like, she looks so good.
She's so hot.
I know. She's really do. I mean, she is giving. She's giving it her, maybe not her all, but she is giving something.
I think it's just such a strange time in her life while this was filmed, because obviously there's more things happening behind the scenes and Randall was not really around.
Yeah.
But she's also like not really close with any of the girls at the same time.
She has no one anchoring her to this friend group. Plus she's like sober.
So she's like, yeah, let's stir the pot. And I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. If I was stuck with those guys that were drunk, like we said, all the time, I'd be like,
I'm going to get as hot as I possibly can. And then I'm going to stir the pot.
And she did. God bless her.
So I guess hats off to Lala.
Hats off to Law and Ocean.
I know. And Summer.
And Summer Moon.
Love her.
Summer Moon.
Summer Moon. I love when James kicks Brock out and he's like, I don't want you here. Get out of here. And Schwartz goes, who, me? And he goes, no, not you. Brock.
And then Sheena's like, he's like, come on, babe, we've got to go. I've got kicked out. She's like, does that mean I'm kicked out? Like, the first thing you should say is like, oh shit, like I'm going. Like,
yeah, we're fucking out of here,
like,
babe.
Like, I'm going with you. No, she was just
no, Sheena.
Does that mean that I have to leave the party?
You can't kick Sheena out of like a filmed event. Like, absolutely not.
She's like, I paid for hair and makeup. I'm not ready to leave.
I'm staying. I'm going to put my ring on. And
yeah,
get back
he literally
out
like takes out. She has it in her bag. She's like, I don't want it to be stolen at the hotel, quote unquote.
Her bag made me sad. It was like a Balenciaga ripoff bag. Oh. I just like clocked it and I was like, Sheena, no.
I glossed over it. I think the tastemaker in me couldn't even look at it.
You couldn't even acknowledge that it was there.
No.
I'm obsessed with James' mom approaching that full table of people and yelling at them. She goes up to like Lala, Ariana, and Katie, like that whole table there. She goes, you should have all had some grace and celebrate their engagement and leave this bullshit in the dust. And you can see Ariana's face like looking off like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Oh, that's cute that she thinks that she has some authority.
I know. But I'm also really sad for Raquel and her family, who are all just clearly like, we are not.
But they turned it around really quick, I think. Like, they did get back to having a good night.
They did. Ultimately, the night was saved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think that, yeah, there was like...
Once you eliminated Brock.
They were cute after. Yeah. Once Brock was like, here, honey, put this on your ring. Or like, put this ring on for you. Like, go back in the party. And she's like... Argh.
Okay, good.
It seems like, yeah, everything ended well. There was a happy ending.
Okay. I love that. And then we know that it all comes crashing down.
The finale. The three-part reunion?
Or two-part reunion.
It was only two? Oh, mercifully. Yeah, but they were back-to-back.
They were good. It was good. It left you wanting a little bit more. It didn't, like, overextend its welcome.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
Great drama.
The only two scenarios I can accept is Vanderpump Rules getting renewed and everyone stepping their pussies up.
Yes.
Or having it be canceled and we all just, like, accept that.
Yeah, and then wait like a year or two and then bring back like Next Generation with actually young servers who are actively trying to make it in this city.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, make it.
I feel like Charlie works as a bottle service girl at another club now. Or maybe
she
I'm making
should.
That up.
I'm sure she doesn't get paid very much.
Yeah, I want like, I need new like hungry late 20s, early 30s, something.
Yeah, or even early 20s.
Yeah.
Like that, like, I feel like...
Danica and...
Nah, I mean, no. Those weren't the right people.
I thought Danica showed promise. Dana was a no.
Oh. I thought she was more interesting than Danica.
Really?
But I like Danica. That might just be because she was... Oh, yeah, and she dated, like, the worst men. Yeah. There's a spot, but all those guys were such losers.
Oh, those guys were horrific. Those were boys.
Those were not men.
No.
And I'm not like, not to like pat the Toms and, you know, what's his face? Jack's on the back. But they were like, they seemed like grownups. I feel like those just seemed like boys. Not yeah. grownups in like their maturity, but just like.
Just even their like stature and the way they carried themselves.
And they had other goals outside of like just being at the restaurant. And Max,
and like plowing.
Max and whatever his face was who got kicked off with the hair. Brett. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
No, I'm glad that those people are gone.
We should do a casting call.
I know. My God, I would love to cast. I think I would actually be incredible at casting at the Vanderpump Rules The Next Generation.
That'd be great. We should ask them.
And I'm only looking for people with mental illness and personality disorders who are hot and have various addictions that they're struggling with and are also completely delusional.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's pitch it. It'll be Lara's rules.
Lara's rules. And I don't want to interact with them, but they just are, they're doing something. Doing stuff and being filmed. Yes. And I don't weigh in. Maybe from a screen, like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, like RuPaul when he's just like, hey, 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 like to the girls mm-hmm. in the workroom.
Or like I would communicate with them Tyra Mail style.
Oh, yeah.
Where they just open a letter and I've said something to them and told them their next task.
I like it.
Yeah. Ava, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me. You know, it's not a skill that I naturally have, but I love talking about the pumpers.
You may not naturally have it, but you are a natural. So
fantastic.
You killed it.
Thank
you. Can
you
tell everyone where they can find you?
Oh, let's see. My Instagram is annoyingly complicated.
Plug yourself.
I am at Ava, A-V-A dot N as in Nicole. That's mm-hmm. my middle name. Dot Klein, K-L-E-I-N. And I do styling and wardrobe consulting and not, you know, I can do it over the internet. I can do it in person. Or you can just follow me to see my cute dog, Gary.
Gary's such a cutie.
And yeah, just some good outfits and definitely more of Lara's, you know, hot tour pics.
Their looks, their purses, there's Gary.
There's some chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just a lot of fun.
You're a barrel of laughs. Well, until next time, bye.
Bye. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.